I think maybe after this year we'll stop talking about it, but the name Trine keeps coming up, and you did great things at Trine, but now you're a Bulldog. But that's a team, like, we're gunning for this year, right? That's no surprise. They were picked first in the league again this year, and that's
first
a good program
country,
over
too.
There. They are first in the country. Were they defending champs, or were they runner-up?
No, they won last
year. They won it.
They got the natty.
We almost had them in the conference tournament.
Yeah,
we
were one run away. Same thing with the regular season. I actually still talk to Coach Dinkelson almost every single day.
Yeah.
We were very sarcastic people when we were there. So same thing when we're here.
Sure.
But we talk about it on a regular, and he's made a few jokes that I couldn't get it done in my time there. But now I got to be able to get it done as a Bulldog. Just to rub it in his face a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta get one so that, you know, it's even back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Enough about that school over there. Last season, your team finished an impressive 28-15, 10-6 in conference play, and that was good enough for the four seed, and you made the run, and you were projected now third on this preseason coaches poll. It's nice to have expectation for your program, isn't it, especially in year two?
Oh, yeah. I think a big thing when I came in last year, the number one thing I asked everyone on the team, I said, raise your hand if you've ever been to a conference tournament. And the only ones that could raise their hand were on the coaching staff. So that was my main goal coming in. I wanted to be able to have this team experience a conference tournament for the first time in 10 or 11 years. And I think this year the only thing that I would like to say is I want to leave with a bid this year. So we're making it to a regional. And I think that's the expectation for everyone on the team as well.
Coach, you kind of led this off with, you know, you're bringing a lot back. Could you talk about maybe some of those players? You've had some training, and you're about ready to go down south to Florida. Very jealous. But talk about some of the names we might hear a lot from this year.
Yeah, I think our circle is strong again this year with Abby Patton and Macy Shane coming back. I think they got their Gruttenberg innings last year, so I think that's a big thing to have back. Obviously, now they're mature, and they fell into that leadership role, which is huge to see. I think a big force behind the plate, we have two of them. We have Maggie Levier and Haley DeChalk to lead us, especially with our pitching staff. You know, with Allison Tenhove and Kira Stacey also in the mound, it gives us different options that we can see. Mm-hmm. We got some pretty big bats in the lineup back, hoping to see a little bit more, like Peyton Russell, Ava Farrelly. Carson Bagelman obviously led our conference in almost every statistic, same thing in region. So I think it's a big thing, finally having the maturity on the team, also having the lineup kind of click, and I think that's what is big in Florida. But I'm excited to see what the group's going to do. It should be fun.
All right. I do a lot for basketball, and you mentioned a name there that's the same one from the basketball team?
Oh, yeah,
Peyton Russell.
She's a two-sport athlete.
Well, that's great.
I know. She definitely makes it work. I don't know how I'd be tired all the time, but props to her.
Absolutely. Talking with Coach Kaylee Fox with Adrian College Softball. All right, Florida trip. Again, very jealous of that. Envious of spring sports in that way.
Oh, yeah. Even though next week it looks in Michigan going to be very nice weather. Yeah. So I don't know how this worked out.
I don't know either. But, yeah, getting ready to go down there. 10 non-conference games. You know, the thing is with softball and baseball, too, is you get a lot of – you can play more national teams, like cross-state lines.
Yes.
You know, a lot of other sports, we're playing teams in Ohio or Indiana that are out of conference. But, you know, you could go down and play a team from Alabama or a team from Florida. And that's completely – it's a very true non-conference schedule.
Yes. Yeah, when you're always looking at your spring break trip, and I think next year we might shake it up a little bit, maybe a different location or a different tournament, kind of maybe follow where baseball is kind of doing, where they're going to California and then to South Carolina. Might be something like that. I don't know about California. That's a little out there. But
hey, win a conference title.
Exactly.
Makes that conversation easier.
Yeah, I guess. I guess
where
that's
do you
an easy
go?
Sell.
Yeah, yeah.
But it definitely is fun looking at the schedule when you're going down to Florida because you're playing teams that are contenders every single year. Like last year, we started out the season beating Meridian and Cabrini, and they both played for a super regional and one went to the World Series. So it's fun to see what we can play down in Florida, and especially when you have in-region competition as well down there. So
sure.
Looking forward to that as well.
It's just also playing against somebody that's not a teammate.
Yeah.
It can get a little redundant and boring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A little too competitive if you're going up against the same girl every day.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a big thing that we're looking forward to, is finally seeing not our own pitching and not our own hitters.
Yes.
And I think my assistant, Hannah Campman, we played with each other at Shrine, and I think we're probably the most competitive, me being the hitting coach and her being the pitching coach. So we leave every practice, and we're like, hey, my hitters got on your pitchers today, or vice versa. So I think the girls are very competitive, but between me and Hannah, I think we kind of are a little sarcastic back and forth to each other about that.
Well, then you can be on the same team literally down in Florida, and you're like, you know, we're both clicking.
Oh, yeah.
You could still give her a hard time if
her
pitch was getting lit up or something.
Oh, that will never happen. Come on now.
All right.
Don't speak that into existence.
No. Well, get it out of the way early.
Hey, I agree. If we're going to do it while we're down there.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah.
With the success last year, Coach, that I would hope tied into recruiting for the Bulldogs. Any freshmen that it's going to be hard to crack a lineup. And
right.
A rotation with all the players they're bringing back, but how'd recruiting go for you?
Really good. I think I was on one girl, Taylor Gerhardt, since I was at my previous job, and I was lucky enough to bring her into Adrian. I'm super excited to see what she does. Probably one of the fastest kids I've ever seen. And a couple more from class, like Elena Craig, Emma Leonard, Abby Schwellick, definitely is going to give us a couple more options this year in being able to kind of adapt them. You know, last year in Florida, we were talking, if anyone paid attention, we were trying to create momentum coming back from Florida, where this year we can try different things. We can put different people, you know, in different places and things like that. So it's definitely going to be fun to see them work this year.
Exactly. I'm hoping to get the team to gel and then come back home March 14th. It might be a snowstorm.
I hope not.
You never know. Doubleheader.
We better not get all the good weather this next week and then it turns south.
Well, yeah. It is Michigan, right?
I know.
So you get to come back home and playing ball on that part of campus. I mean, you butt fences with the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Coach Rainey over there. Obviously, he hired you in.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about that relationship a little bit? I'm sure you guys talk quite often being over on that side of the campus.
Oh, yeah. He gets at least one call from me a day. Hey, what are you doing for practice? So we're really lucky. We have a great relationship. My brother actually played for him, so he graduated from Adrian College. So I knew him before I was hired on. But me and him, really good working relationship, good friends off the field as well. And I think that being the athletic director and, you know, the head baseball coach, that's something mm-hmm. that I'm proud to say, because we can mesh really well, especially when we're trying to figure out practices. And he lets us use his turf field all the time. So super nice to have that in, you know, my back pocket.
Right. And you want to hang some banners, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Craig has a couple. I don't know if you know this or not.
Just a few.
Just a few.
I'll have to ask him what his banner guy is at the end of the season.
Yes. We're going to speak that into existence.
Oh, yeah.
Coach. All right. I mean, that's... I want to leave it with the expectation. I think you are extremely upbeat, very positive about this team, and I think you have every reason to be. So when you talk about goals with your team, are you very open and honest about it, or you're just saying, you know, one day at a time, we'll deal with that when we get there, or are you saying, hey, we can compete and win this thing now? How do you approach that?
We're very open and honest. I think the big thing is when I came here, I had to almost convince them that they were good enough. And now last season definitely proved that they are good enough. So I think it's a big thing. Just speaking in existence is huge, but also just letting them know that, yes, we are going to face the number one team in the country, and we're going to face teams that are difficult. But my saying this year is, why not us? Why can't we do this? What's stopped us in the past? Why have we been stopped short? So why not us this year? Why can't we do it? And we're gonna.
I like it. Why not us? Well, thank you, Coach. This was a lot of fun. Good to catch up.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for bringing the rest of the family along.
I know. You can hear screaming in the back
just
still.
Just a little bit. She wants mom.
Future baller.
Yeah. All right, Coach Fox, thank you again. And
thank
we'll
you.
Be keeping track of the Bulldogs throughout the season.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Again, that is Kaylee Fox, the head softball coach at Adrian College. We're going to step aside. We got an interesting interview coming up. You've heard him on WLEN. He's got an internship over there. Cam Reed with Men's Lacrosse. He's coming up next to talk on the Cave. This is the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on Main Street. Ian Wendt, Stacy Mitchell. Stacy's off mic again today. That's the safe spot for her. Meg Sharp with Adrian College is here. She's spending time with us. We'll give her. They can't see you waving. She waved over at us. All right, we're going to talk some men's lacrosse, a sport that I learned a lot about in the last couple of weeks, and we're going to learn a lot more from Cam Reed with men's lacrosse at Adrian College. Stacy, we've talked to two Canadians now. We have a third one on deck if Tess shows up to talk some hockey. But Cam is a junior defenseman from Waterloo, Ontario. As I mentioned, he's done some interning on 103.9 WLEN. So you have heard him before, unless you exclusively listen to The Cave. Well, thanks for doing this. This is a little different than back announcing a song and reading a weather forecast.
Yeah, it is a little bit different for sure. But yeah, super excited. Let's do it.
All right. Let's talk ball. Let's talk lacrosse.
Let's
leaning back, ready to go. What got you into the sport oh so long ago must have been?
Yeah. I'm Canadian, as you mentioned, so I was playing hockey most of my life, but I was also playing baseball at a long, long time ago. And, after I stopped that, I had a family friend of mine come and tell me to try lacrosse as a summer sport. And I went out and watched him play and saw someone get poked with the stick. I thought it was awesome, so I said, sign me up. And, yeah, started playing, and, I got lucky to play for some good travel teams over the years. And that's kind of how I ended up down here, yeah.
A little warmer than a hockey rink.
Yeah, a bit. I mean, yeah. It's been chilly these past couple of days. It was nice when we played our first game, but, yeah, from time to time it'll get pretty cold out there for sure.
All right. Well, you are a defenseman.
Yeah.
You've led the team defensively the last 2 years. You have the record for most caused turnovers your freshman year, and you broke your own record last year. You're a tall guy, and you play with the long stick. There's a difference, right? There's the shorter and then the longer. Explain to our listeners what that's all about.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the best way to think about it is your offensive players are getting the short stick, and then you have three defenders on the field that get to use the 6 foot stick. So, like you said, I'm like 6 foot five, so having that long reach is nice. It makes it a little bit easier to defend some quicker guys because I'm not the fastest in the world, that's for sure.
All right. With lacrosse, I think we're going to teach some people some things.
Yeah.
And I think you can teach the sport using sports other people know.
Sure.
Right? I mean, there's some similarities with soccer and hockey.
Sure.
And, you know, so, I mean, you have face-offs kind of like hockey.
Yeah, I think the best way to picture it, looking at the full field, would be to compare it to soccer. You know, you have nine players and the 10th being your goalie, and it's kind of a similar setup with, you know, three attackers, three midfielders, and three defenders. You know, obviously there's some specialty positions. You mentioned the face-off as well, and, you know, the goalie is obviously much different than really any other sport, I think. So in that sense, I think it's similar to soccer, kind of like the up-and-down nature of the game. But a lot of the skills and maybe, like, the concepts on offense and defense, I think, could be more compared to, like, a basketball. You know, the way a team defense works and moving around and rotating, I think that's very similar to basketball. So maybe you could compare the full field game a little bit to soccer, but, you know, some of the concepts are very basketball driven for sure.
You know, going back to, you know, you making the switch to lacrosse.
Yeah.
And then you went from that to, I'm going to play it collegiately. What got you to Adrian College?
Yeah. I think I was a junior in high school. I was playing for a travel team out of Ontario, and, you know, we had played a couple tournaments down in the States. Luckily for me, this was pre-COVID, and you know, we were down in the States. I had a couple different schools, I guess, come to see me play, got into contact with Adrian. I guess really the luckiest part of the story is I got to visit Adrian before COVID. So me and my parents had kind of been driving around the States and visiting some different schools. And I got to come to Adrian and tour the campus with Coach Wetzel and see some of the facilities and whatnot. And that was probably the main factor that brought me here. I was looking for a small school personally. I just really liked, you know, the vibe of the campus, I guess. Like,
sure.
There's no like rhyme or reason why I liked it. Just something about it when I got here. And, you know, our team wasn't particularly good before, I guess, the class of 25, my class of freshmen got there. They had really been struggling for about 7 years at the time. They hadn't been very good. So we kind of got lucky that, you know, we put together a good class for that year of freshmen, and I was lucky to be part of that. So,
all right. Let's talk about your coach. You mentioned him, Brett Wetzel. I've talked to him. I talked to him before your game the other day against Ohio Northern, and then I talked to him after the game. What's his coaching style? Is he more of a motivator, or is he like an X's and O's guy, or does it depend?
I think it, you know, it depends on the day.
How you're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do like him as a coach. I think the motivation piece you said, you know, he really draws the best out of guys that want to be pushed to get better. You know, we've had maybe some guys come through the program that didn't want to be there a ton, but I think he does a really good job of getting the best out of the guys that are really want to be there. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have some good players come through in the past years. But speaking of the X and O's is that you mentioned there, like, he knows what he's talking about. He has a really good understanding of the game. He's been doing this for a long time. He's coached some really good teams and at some different schools in the past. I have a lot of respect for, like, his knowledge of the game. He certainly taught me a lot about it. So I think he does a good job of finding that balance between, you know, drawing up the right play, but also getting the most, you know, effort-wise or just hustle out of his players. So,
talking men's lacrosse at Adrian College with Cam Reed, junior at AC. You're a defenseman, and whenever I talk to defensemen, I have to have them talk about the goalie. And then when I talk to goalies, I make them talk about defensemen.
Yeah.
So, you got a goalie back there, and that is pretty darn good, Cam.
Yeah, Sam Spangler, he's having a heck of a start to the season. I know we're only one game in, but I've been lucky to have him as our starter for really the last 2 years, going on third now. He's, you know, he's a big guy, but he moves really well. He's you know, sees the ball great. I think it's always tough for me to talk about goalie in lacrosse because I personally would never do it. I would never stand in that and do it. So, you know, I don't know too much about it technically, but
sure.
You know,
so you think he's crazy? for wanting to do that.
I think you have to be a little bit crazy, yes.
Sure.
I just can't imagine seeing someone wind up to shoot the ball and just standing there and not flinch. I personally cannot do it, so I have a ton of respect for him and also our other two goalies on the team right now. I've been really lucky to play in front of him. And, hopefully we can continue to see some success together, for sure.
The field for men's lacrosse is over 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And offensive and defensive players can go behind the net and do their thing, similar to hockey in that sense.
Yeah.
How do you communicate? That's a lot of space to cover.
Yeah, it sure is. I think, in the case of our team specifically, I think we have a couple guys on defense that are really like the catalysts of that communication. I like to think that I do a good job of getting loud and talking to my teammates, but also another one of our defensemen named AJ Hayes. He's number 17. He's a junior just like myself. And I think me and him work really well together, have a good understanding of the game to try to help our teammates understand where they need to be and what we're doing, strategy-wise. But, to your point about the field being big, I think some of our, strategy as a team, and pairing this, we just talked about goalies, is, we're fine with giving up some of those far away shots further out and letting teams, settle for it. Another sports analogy for that would be is we're fine giving up the three-pointer, but we don't want to give up the dunk right in front of the net. So I think that kind of caters to the strength of our individual players. We have some big dudes that might scare away an opponent from wanting to come to the middle of the field and get close. So I think we're playing well to the strengths of the individuals on our team, and in that first game, I think that really was evident on the defensive end of the field, as you can see kind of our strategy and what's working for us, just based on who we have on the team.
All right, you have played one and only game, and what a game it was.
Yeah.
On the field, but the game we picked up on the Cave for me to call, it was a classic triple overtime against Ohio Northern.
Yeah.
Bulldogs win it 12-11. You had the secondary assist on the winning goal.
Yeah.
Not an official stat.
No.
But you went. You took it from defense to offense.
Should be a stat, I would argue. But,
The hockey assist stat.
I know.
Stat, but... you've had one game and you've had some time in between, so you played two games worth for one. That was a marathon game.
It was. Funny enough, actually, we had a triple overtime game last year too, so we're a smooth 2-for-2, like 2-of-2, 100% success on these triple overtime games, so maybe we ought to just get
in there, done that.
Yeah. That was a really good way to start the year, I think. We saw a little bit of adversity in that game, which I think is just going to help us in the long run. It's great to sometimes go in there and really just, walk all over a team. But, for us to start down in the first quarter and, we dealt with some penalties and some injuries and, it didn't go our way the whole game. I think, in the end, obviously it's nice to say, seeing as we won the game.
Sure.
But, even if we had a loss, I still think it's good to have that experience, especially maybe for some guys that haven't been there in the past. Like I mentioned, we were there last year, but, we have some new players that haven't been through that kind of game. So it's nice that we, kind of got it out of the way. And now, we kind of dipped our feet in the water and we know what to expect going forward.
Yeah, that was a good Polar Bears team. Last year the record was solid, and there was definitely it was a 12-11 game. Those were two very evenly matched teams, you and Ohio Northern, and from that you've played one game, and for the second time in 10 seasons, you guys are receiving votes in the national poll.
Yeah,
that's pretty special.
Yeah, I think I think it means a little bit more this year. For us, at least, the last time that happened was when I was a freshman 2 years ago, and I think it was a little bit of different circumstances at the time. We were not playing a particularly difficult out-of-conference schedule, if we're being honest.
Okay.
We had a lot of freshmen on that team. We weren't sure what our team was going to look like, frankly. So we didn't have the toughest opponents, and we kind of started the season with a couple of wins where it was, 20 goals for us, you know, sure. Where it just looked real easy. So we did receive votes, yes, but, you know, we weren't, you know, playing the toughest competition. And that's why I think, you know, receiving votes right now this season feels a little bit better because, you know, that Ohio Northern team was very good. They kind of beat up on us last year, to be honest. And, you know, it's kind of presented an interesting challenge because we are moving into some tough games as well. You know, we have a very difficult out-of-conference schedule, so I think it's an exciting challenge for us as a team to try to maintain that and continue to improve because there's really no bad teams on our schedule. So I think that's going to be really exciting for us moving forward here.
Well, speaking of the schedule and tough games, it literally says two tough games on the road
yeah.
coming up. You play Oberlin College
that's
and
right.
then Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a dog show at that one? I don't know. That's a bad joke. But anyway, a couple tough opponents. You haven't played a game in quite a while, so you have to
yeah.
be ready to get going
definitely.
And get a game in.
I think, I mean, it seems to happen every year where there's kind of this gauntlet stretch of the schedule where you're playing two games a week for, you know, 3-4 weeks in a row. And, it, you know, it's not going to be easy. Playing from Saturday to a turnaround game on a Tuesday always presents some difficulties. But I think some of this added rest that we've got in the beginning of the season here has helped to, you know, fix some injuries, sort out any problems we've had, you know, from that first game or, mm-hmm. and even before that. So I think we're kind of excited to jump into, like, the heart of the schedule here. And you're right, those are two very good teams. We played Oberlin last year. It didn't go our way. So, you know, another opportunity to kind of get some revenge against a previous opponent. So I'm really excited. And, you know, to be on the road for the first time this year is really exciting.
All right, Cam. You did it. Your time is done.
Sweet.
You can exhale.
Oh,
get
yeah.
to school or practice, whatever you have to do. thanks for talking on this station. I appreciate
it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
And once again, that was Cam Reed with the men's lacrosse team at Adrian College. Their next home game is March 9th. They'll take on Capital. Team begins their conference play in April. They are projected third in the preseason poll, but they're receiving national votes, so keep an eye out for those Bulldogs. We're going to go to the ice now. We're going to keep talking with Canadian student athletes. We have Tess McCarroll from the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team ready to go, I think. Yes, she's ready. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back as the AC All Access Show continues. Hear from Frickers and Adrian, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickers tips off the season with a trio of fan favorites. Frickers Street Tacos are back for a limited time. While you enjoy the march to the national championship of college basketball on Frickers TVs, you'll savor the flavor of three Frickers Street Tacos. Frickin' Chicken Tacos, Grilled Chicken Tacos, and Mississippi Barbecue Tacos are back for a limited time. While your brackets get busted, smash a personal pitcher of domestic draft for only $6.99. Hurry before time runs out at the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the ACL Access Show. We're here at Frickers in Adrian. Check out their weekday specials. And they have frickin' street tacos. They are back. I enjoyed one before the show. I'm saving two for later. You can get frickin' chicken, grilled chicken, and pulled pork. It's good stuff. It's good stuff right here at Frickers in Adrian. Enough about the food. Let's talk with our next Bulldog athlete. We're going north of the border once more. We have three Canadians on the show. They're taking over. All right, we're going to talk some ACHA Women's Division I hockey. We have a tournament champion and the junior forward captain from Kitchener, Ontario. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. This is Tess McCarroll. She is with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team. Thanks for sprinting over here after practice.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Gosh, this season has gone all according to plan, right? No bumps in the road at all. It's just been smooth sailing.
Well, yeah, so far so good.
So far so good, yes. Team's record, you are 26-6-2. You were 11-3 in the conference. You were the number 3 seed in the conference. I called one of your games against U of M Dearborn.
Yes.
That you guys won at the Arrington. That was very good. Nice little bounce back game for you.
Absolutely.
But you got into the tournament for the conference, and you defeated Lake Superior State, then U of M Dearborn, and then a classic against Indiana Tech.
Yeah.
Could you talk about those tournaments? Because one thing I hear a lot about ACHA tournaments is you play a lot of games in a short amount of time. It's usually back to back to back.
Yes.
So how? Tell us about that conference tournament, Tess.
Well, it was a big 3-game weekend for us. Those games are definitely a grind. And all season we work up for these games, practice every day, lifting every day. But those games are super important for us. And again, we devote a lot of our time and efforts to be there. But coming out with the success we did that weekend was really great and really boosted our team's confidence. I really think we deserved that win. So, yeah, overall, it was really, really good weekend for us.
Just knowing how good Adrian College hockey teams are, and your team having the number 3 seed in the conference tournament says a lot about how good the league was this year. I mean, you've been playing for this team now for a handful of years. What about the level of competition between this year, maybe years past?
I definitely think that the level of compete between all teams has definitely increased over the years of me being here. Obviously, there are some teams that we play, like Indiana and Liberty, where we've always been head-to-head, and those have been really big games for us, and those have been very consistent. But yeah, the level of compete has definitely increased. Everybody's individual talents have increased. And as a team as a whole, I think we've definitely gotten way better. And we're doing great this year with us. So,
I want to go back a couple of weekends. I pay attention. You mentioned Liberty. You guys went down to Virginia.
Yes.
And had a very good weekend on their home ice.
Yes.
I talked with your coach, Carter Clark, about that, and you know, I talked about momentum and playing your best hockey right now. And that weekend, did it bring your team together a little bit more? And you're like, yeah, we can do this. We can win on their ice.
Yeah, you actually said that perfectly.
Thank you.
We went in there, and I think that game for us really just boosted something and, like, in our minds, just really putting it out there, like, we are that team. We are the team to come in there and give it our all and come out with success no matter how hard we work. And yeah, that I think it brought our team together. For me as a captain, like, that was amazing to see. And I'm very proud of our team. We really pulled it together, and I just think that confidence is really going to boost us up, especially coming into nationals pretty soon here.
Talking with Tess McCarroll with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team at Adrian College. Just came out recently that the Bulldogs are the number 3 seed for the national tournament. You get a couple weeks off before you go to St. Louis. Some people like time off. Others just want to keep going. How do you, I mean, you can't change it, but how are you going to approach the next, I don't know, 2 weeks of practice and waiting around for the nationals?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's the excitement in us that nationals is coming up very soon that's really, like, pushing us forward and wanting our drive and, like, dedication and hard work to really come out in these next 2 weeks. We will be practicing and doing our lifts and everything up until that very moment. So, like I said, the grind does not stop now, and it actually is going to increase from here. We just got to really bear down and give it our all for these next 2 weeks.
I'm going to jump back a little bit before we get to the preview of the games coming up. Being a captain, being a junior, that means you've played under Coach Clark. This will be your second year.
Yes.
Pretend he's not listening.
Okay.
What's it like playing for Coach? or if he's listening, you shower him with praise.
It's awesome. Honestly, we have such a great support system with our coaching staff. They are literally always there for us, and that really does not go unnoticed. They put a lot of effort behind the scenes to get us to where we are now, and I know deep down they truly believe in all of our efforts, and they want us to win as much as we do, and I really appreciate that dedication from them. And yeah, they're great. They want the best from us, and we really appreciate that.
Talking with Tess McCarroll with Adrian College Women's D1 ACHA program. I ask everybody this, not just because you're Canadian and you play hockey. How long have you been playing the sport for? And then what brought you over to Adrian College?
I've been playing for, I'd say
since
about
you were three.
13 years, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I kind of started late, but I played other sports up until I really started playing hockey, but I originally was supposed to be going to a different school. Unfortunately, it went bankrupt. But I live by the saying that everything happens for a reason, and I got a call saying that my previous coach wanted me to be playing here, and I jumped on the opportunity. I was so excited to come here. Again, being from Canada, coming to the States, this was a really big opportunity for me to get out and grow as an individual, as a player, and I was really excited. So that's what brought me here, and especially the schooling, too. They had the program I wanted to get into, so everything just lined up perfectly.
Well, good. I know the province is pretty big, Ontario.
Yeah.
How long of a drive is it to get home? Do you visit home a lot, or it's like a I'll see you at Christmas kind of thing?
The drive is actually not long at all. It is only about 4 and a bit hours.
That's long for some people.
For some people.
Yeah. Maybe not for our neighbors to the north.
Yeah. It's not bad. When I first came in as a freshman, I obviously had I miss home moments a little bit more, but I am quite thankful that my parents are able to make that drive in quite a bit and watch a lot of our home games. Considering we had a lot of home games this year, so they got to come and watch me a bit. So I don't get to miss home as much as I used to because the home comes to me. And this is technically my second home now, so yeah, it's good.
Well, that's nice. Dedicated parents.
Yeah.
All right. They're probably going to make the trip to St. Louis.
Oh, absolutely.
to watch you play in the national tournament. You're going to take on 10th-ranked Arizona State, a morning game, 10 a.m., yes. March 13th. It's a double elimination tournament. Did you play in this tournament the two other years you were here?
Yes.
I assume you made it both years.
Yes.
So
yeah.
There's a familiarity for you being back at that spot, right?
Yeah, and we played in St. Louis my first year, too. It's a great facility, so I'm actually very excited to go back. Yeah.
All right. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot to talk about your line mates.
Yeah.
They would give me a hard time if I didn't. Is there a normal two that you play with on a normal basis? This just says you're a forward. I forget what side or if you play in the middle.
Yeah.
Or who are your line mates?
I'm left wing. My centerman is Macy Piche, and Tyler Turnbull is my right winger.
Okay.
We do mix up the lines here and there, but these two have been fairly consistent for the last little bit, or this past semester, I guess, and I love it. The connection's there, the bond's there, and our success is just so, like, enhanced with our group, so, yeah. Good.
All right, fantastic. Well, Tess, you're done. You did it. You can exhale. and get to class or whatever you need to do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for stopping by here at Frickers and talking to me about your team. And obviously, good luck at the national tournament. Even
thank
though you.
You
don't need it, I like to say it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And again, that was Tess McCarroll with the ACHA Women's Division I hockey team over at Adrian College. They won their conference tournament and get the automatic bid. They will be taking on Arizona State 10 a.m. March 13th out in St. Louis for the ACHA National Tournament. So be on the lookout for that in a couple of weeks. All right, that's going to do it for me here at Frickers in Adrian. You're listening to the ACL Access Show. John Kane back in our studio. Thanks for Dale Gartner for getting us on the air and for Stacy Mitchell and, of course, Frickers for being a great host. Meg Sharp with Adrian College here once again. Thanks to all of our interviewees today. They all did a great job. That's going to do it for me here from Frickers. It's the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of ACL Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian.